Hello, Florian speaking.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey,
How are you doing?
Florian, Thorsten.
Hello.
Hello.
Thorsten.
This is Björn.
Hello, Björn.
Hi. Welcome to our, I think, first official BOD call, it is, outside of the transition phase, so to say. So I have drafted a small agenda in the wiki, actually not that much for the moment. Let's see what we can come up with. And I propose to wait maybe 2 more minutes and then start.
Okay. Good.
I have some echo. Is anyone in hands remote?
Let's see.
So yeah, thanks to everyone for their for your feedback on the statutes. It was very valuable feedback. Hello.
This is me again, and apparently I was not responsible for the echo.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. I can try to mute some people and see who's responsible. Let's see.
I was muted all the time, so it's not me.
It's interesting. We can fly to the moon, but still, phone conferences are a technical burden. It's always interesting.
Hello, it's Michael. Sorry, the pin changed. I seem to. I'll be able to get in.
Hi, Michael.
Anyone else?
Florian here.
Hello.
Okay, maybe let's wait 1 more minute and then start. Famous question, anybody volunteer to take notes?
Yes.
Oh, perfect. Thanks. So I have actually 4 action items collected, and if anybody of you has something more, feel free to add to the wiki. Jesus is just Skyping me and telling he can hear us, but he does not have a microphone. Jesus, I'm going into the IRC channel, so if you want to give some comment, you can do there probably, or just ping me on IM. So I'm in the internal channel, and I'm also in the Document Foundation org channel. If you want to give me a ping. Okay. So, the audio quality isn't that, but let's see who's responsible. Somebody dialing. Oh, now it's better? Somebody is dialing in from Munich.
That's me, Christian.
Hi. There's some noise now, it seems to be gone. Okay, so welcome everyone, and let's start. The first action item on the agenda is I've been approached by Thomas Krumbein from the German Association, and they are currently planning CeBIT for next year, which takes place in March in Hanover, and he was asking. The German Association is running a booth where several demo points will be available, and he was asking whether TDF would be interested to present themselves there with one demo point. The cost would be about 2,500 to 3,000 euro, and we maybe should discuss whether this makes sense or not. I'm all for it because I think it makes sense to go into public on that level.
When is it, and when is the money due?
It's the beginning of March. Actually, let me check the exact date. It's March 6th until 10th in Hanover.
What is the conference?
CBIT.
Oh, yeah, of course. Florian,
have we graduated? Because before we graduate, we can't go there.
You mean having established a foundation, or what do you mean?
No, no, just graduate in general.
Hello, Italo speaking.
You see, I'm sorry, I'm kidding. Yeah, no, I think this is perfectly reasonable.
Yeah, I think it makes sense. We don't have exact numbers, so, but basically what we would get is one demo poem where we can present, and we would be in the neighborhood of some other corporations where the German Association is approaching. I think 2 years ago we even had Sun with us. We had some other solution providers like the folks from, for example, TeamDrive or ReSky, those application providers. It's still not clear who is joining, but just roughly whether we would be interested in spending about 2,500, 3,000 euro for being there. My take is it's very wisely spent.
It sounds good to me. I'd be happy with a budget and a an entity, but yeah, of course, it's a good idea.
Any objections? I think we should have the formal vote when we have the contract and the exact price, but just the direction we want to do this.
Florian, we should make it like the last years to get some donations from the visitors to refund our booth.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe, but first we have to spend it, of course.
I don't know, but we...
How much did we earn previously?
Good question. I think last year we didn't have that much to offer, we being the German Association, but we also had CBITS, I think, where we got several thousand euro or roughly 1,000-1,500 euro in donations, something like that, for giving out DVDs and such stuff. So it could work, but there's no guarantee, of course, on it.
Yes, of course.
What we should also try is to give presentations at the CBIT.
Yeah, exactly.
There is an open source forum maybe next year also, organized from the Linux magazine in cooperation with the CBIT.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe there is a presentation possibility at the Univention booth.
Yeah, we can look into this, definitely. The booth, at the moment, the draft foresees that we're located near the Linux Forum, so we're right in the area where we have lots of talks, and we definitely can participate in that, I think. Okay, so then I will I will tell Thomas that we're basically interested, and when I have exact numbers, I will forward it for voting on.
Great. Thanks.
Okay. So... what's next? Just 1 second. Oh, wrong wiki page agenda. Goes hand in hand with that. What we definitely should start working on is drafting a budget. So what we have at the moment is a budget for setting up the foundation. That means basically relying only on the capital stock. But as you all know, we have much more in the bank account in Germany and at SPI, and there's still some money pending. So it would be good if somebody could wear the hat for drafting a budget taking into account not the capital stock but the money on the bank accounts that we have with income, expenses, and so on. So we have a rough idea on what we can spend.
In fact, this is Charles speaking. In fact, when you look at what's due to SPI, it is not trivial, because there are two sponsoring fees for the conference that are due, but from the same people there are also their two AB seats that are due. So it's somewhere roughly 30 or 40,000 euros.
Yeah, it'll be nice when it shows up.
Yeah.
For sure. So the question is, will someone put together a budget for that, Florian, or what?
Yeah, basically what we need is to get the rough numbers at the moment. I can
yeah, the rough number is still that we have paid and other people are pending, I think, is the the 12,000 euros there, or dollars there.
Yeah, and then we have the German bank account and also some pending fees like the U.S. trademark registration that still could occur to us. But we should collect all those numbers so we have at least a minimum balance that we can spend.
Yep.
With some...
And Charles, what is the conference state? Have we reimbursed people who wanted their travel reimbursing?
So some of those people have been reimbursed, but not the majority. Far from that, in fact. What we did pay was an awful amount of collaterals, logistical costs. We also recently paid our PR agency. So basically, what is left for us to pay is still the majority, I'd say. Just trying to organize and also try to build the sponsors there who haven't paid yet. Because without them, we can't really go very far.
Well, I mean, you know, we have that money with SPI that we can be paying out. It would be nice to ensure that volunteers who had their travel funding, you know, approved actually got that paid, it seems to me.
It's just right in front of me on my to-do list. So it's something that...
So, I mean, I think that's the key liability line that we need in the accounts, you know, in our, our accounting.
With regard to the conference, I wouldn't object if it takes longer that you as organizer get your money back, that we indeed bankroll this one maybe from SPI, if that helps. And then as soon as you have the money, you can give it back to SPI. That I think that would work.
Well, you know, I think it will be even easier than that, Florian, because we would just go entirely through SPI. So it's like one line of credit, if you will. Being spent in another one, and then money arriving back to the bank account.
Sure. And of course, I assume they prefer, a small number of payments rather than a large number. So, if we can aggregate that and give them a bill and with receipts, no doubt they're happy with that.
Okay, so, but is anyone volunteering to wear the hat for the budget? We can draft it together, but somebody should wear the hat and say, I'm working on this and collect the numbers and poke people and so on.
So, this is Thorsten. I worked on that in the past, so I can clearly continue doing that, although I need your help, Florian, and possibly Sophie, for getting the account statements and stuff like that.
Thorsten, I actually have a suggestion because this is something that surfaced in our conversations with some of our sponsors, our potential sponsors. Based on the budget, I would like to draft a business model, right, sustainability model for the Document Foundation. And I think we also need that.
Yeah, sounds good. I think, who was the last one commenting that was somehow cut off? Didn't capture that.
You mean, it was me, Charles.
Okay, so you volunteered to do the budget as well, or just building on top of...
I can help, but my volunteering was on the drafting a business model on top of it, on top of the budget, actually.
Okay, great. Sounds good. So I will drive the budget and hand over to you. I was wondering whether we have maybe you, Charles, or you, Michael, poke the people with the outstanding advisory board fees.
Yes, well, I think we should have another advisory board meeting. I think we need to discuss that whole situation shortly, which was intended to poke those people. So I think we need to schedule one in the next month before Christmas.
Yeah, makes sense.
Michael, what do you want to run that?
I have no desire to run it at all. But anyway, I think we need to discuss this topic in, maybe later.
Okay. Okay, so then Thorsten, I will try to send you some numbers, the bank numbers, bank account numbers, and the pending expenses, which to my understanding is just a lawyer and possibly use trademark. I will try to send it to you. If I miss it, just poke me again next week. But at least we have then a rough estimation on where we stand.
Sounds good.
Okay, great. Okay, so the next item is targeted also to you, Torsten, the merchandising shop. Is there any progress already? I saw that Life has set up a shop for evaluation already.
Yes, I had probably working on the Cafe Press 1, although that's a bit of a pain in the rear, and yeah, hope we should have something to show by the end of the week, unless someone beats me to it. We would then need a subdomain with some rudimentary content, possibly. I don't know, Florian or Christian, whether one of you could set that up with some silver stripe boilerplate, and we link to the shop from there.
Yeah, just probably give the website list a poke. But don't worry, I've been investing a lot of time into the status translation, so it was not meant to blame you, just asking about the status. I agree, you have much more urgent stuff on the table.
Let's call it ongoing.
Okay, okay. Okay. Yeah, maybe actually something I... The most favorite action item ever, despite the who is taking notes question, I missed putting it online. Foundation status updates, most of you know, but just to briefly sum it up. Again, first of all, thanks for all your valuable feedback, lots of good comments. For all those who were not in the loop, we were working on finalizing the statutes. Andre and Torsten were doing a fantastic job in translating them into English, and all of the board of directors had about a week or maybe even longer to have a look and give comments, and we are now incorporating all those comments. I have actually only 4 or 5 left, and then we'll have a talk to our lawyer this evening or the latest by tomorrow. Then we can incorporate them in the German version and send it out by tomorrow or Friday. So if anybody has any really only urgent last-minute change, despite those you already sent in, let us know, please, today. Otherwise, I intend to hand it over to the authorities tomorrow and then hopefully, finally, hope for good feedback. That's the status here. And going hand in hand with that, there is one open decision regarding the membership committee. The statutes foresee that the membership committee needs to elect a chairman, one without a deputy, and the chairman must be from the seat holders, not from the deputies. And it's actually the membership committee itself who should nominate their chairman. So I call upon the MC to talk who want to have that role. For details on what the chairman's duties are, I think it's basically formal stuff like calling for conferences and so on. Please refer to the statutes that you all should have as a draft. And maybe we can just then, or you can just nominate someone and we can set the chairman also in place. Okay. That would it be from my side already for today. Anything else for the public part of the call?
Florian, can you just repeat what's the decision on the chairman? That we invite everybody, all the interested persons to consult the statutes, right?
For the chairman of the MC, the role is defined in the statutes, and all the MC members should have access to the translation. So if you, before I say something wrong, please all have a look in the statutes to see what legal tasks the chairman has, so you can then decide who should be the chairman of the MC. Yes, as far as I recall, let me have a quick look, but I think the main duties of the chairman was that he has to invite for for regular meetings and sign the notes for the meetings and so on. So mostly formal stuff. And I think one rule foresees that in case of unclear decisions, the chairman has, so to say, the last vote on it, something like that. But it's in detail in the statutes. Okay. Anything else for the private for the public part of the call? Okay, obviously not. Then may I propose a private call afterwards? I think we have one or two issues to discuss.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Then hear you in 2 minutes in the private room.
Okay, see you there.
Thanks for joining.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.